WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the death of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis has inflamed public opinion in New Jersey and elsewhere more than any other police-involved death of a black individual in over half a decade, according to a new Monmouth University poll. Among the poll's findings, 57% of Americans believe the anger that has led to nationwide protests is fully justified, including 55% of whites.
One of the things that we see in these protests is a larger number of white people being involved than have in the past protests for similar incidents.
Nearly half of all white respondents in the survey, 49%, now say they think blacks are more likely to be the recipient of excessive force by police than whites, up from 25% just 4 years ago. Meantime, the widow of a retired police captain who died during a night of violent protests in St. Louis says he was trying to protect a friend's pawn shop. David Dorn's last moments were caught on video. He was killed by people who broke into the shop. His body found on the sidewalk. No arrests have been made. This portion of the news made possible by Ground Game, latest podcast from the Associated Press, hosted by AP's Julie Pace. Ground Game discusses election strategy all through primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts. Jersey moves into stage two in less than 2 weeks, with non-essential retail stores reopening and restaurants with outdoor seating opening as well. Governor Murphy says we've made great progress since the pandemic began, but people need to remember
we're still number one patients in the hospital and number two in America in fatalities per day.
The governor admits he's worried about the knucklehead factor, people getting sloppy about social distancing and wearing masks over their faces as the Jersey reopening continues. The governor is defending his health commissioner after a scathing letter was sent to the legislature by department whistleblowers calling for Judy Persichilli to be fired. They say her handling of COVID-19 at nursing homes was an unmitigated failure that resulted in thousands of deaths. Murphy's official response to the whistleblowers was to launch an internal investigation to root them out. One has been fired, but not only for that reason. 32 New Jersey children have now shown multi-system inflammatory syndrome, and state health officials are convinced it's an aggressive response to coronavirus. All the kids have either tested positive for active COVID-19 infections or shown antibodies indicating they had exposure. In other news, an adult humpback whale has been videotaped swimming very close to the Jersey shore in Manasquan Monday, probably looking for food, according to experts. Monday's sighting comes 3 days after another humpback was spotted up the Shrewsbury River between Seabright and Highlands with a net on its snout. A special team was supposed to arrive in Jersey to remove the netting. New Jersey 101.5's Town Hall getting back to business with Steve Sweeney is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. You can listen on your radio, smart speaker, NJ1015.com, or watch it live on Facebook. Staying steamy and wet today, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 1.5 News Time, 11:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Severe weather is a pretty significant concern for New Jersey today. Our atmosphere will be all charged up given the heat and humidity, the energy and moisture in the atmosphere. So from about midday through early evening, several rounds of scattered thunderstorms are likely. High temperatures mainly in the lower to mid 80s today with a mix of sun and clouds. Additional showers are possible tonight. It will feel muggy as lows only fall into the upper 60s. And then we'll do it again tomorrow. Spotty showers and storms, especially tomorrow night. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or storm, highs again in the mid-80s. We move into the weekend with one more steamy day Saturday in the 80s, one more push of thunderstorms around midday Saturday, then turning cooler, less humid, and sunnier for Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Lavalette, 83 degrees. Hapatcong, 71. Bordentown, 79. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey, 101.5.